Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno. It's footnotes time. We're going to do something a little bit different. James, the floor is yours.
Well, prompted by the rimming at the end of the last episode.
Which we don't need to keep talking about.
I can't wait to see where this sentence goes. What was prompted after the rimming?
Well, we get a lot of tweets saying, oh, I wish Rocky would write a gay sex scene into a man-on-man gay sex scene.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, that's never going to happen because he's a 60-year-old straight man writing about male gay sex.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's going to happen, just to kind of quell people at home.
But some people might wonder why he writes about lesbian sex then, but then that is like a common male trope, fantasy. Male fantasy.
And also, fine. This isn't lesbian sex. If you talk to any lesbian, they'd be like, this is not what we do.
This is highly amusing.
We all jump in vats of Nutella.
But I thought it was my one opportunity to talk about, well, gay stuff on the podcast. Okay. And maybe enlighten you two in whatever way
sure.
I can.
Basically, it's your one opportunity to be the sex expert on the podcast.
Yeah.
Also, you know you're allowed to talk about gay stuff whenever you want.
And you frequently do.
There's no embargo.
I think there's nothing that we don't know after being friends with you for 13 years.
As if you always kick me under the table when I try to...
Stop talking about that film.
So I'm happy to start with a Q&A portion if you'd like to throw any questions my way or... Yeah.
I do sometimes wonder about the labels.
Go on.
Well, there's lots of genres of gay man that you've sometimes talked
it
about.
It is a smorgasbord of tastes.
Right, okay.
Because, yeah, you're all in like little tribes, right?
There are the tribes, little of course.
Little nomadic tribes just walking around together with spears. So firstly, what would be your type?
Yeah.
What would the label be for your type?
So who are you?
For me?
What are you?
What am I?
Okay, yeah, what are you?
I guess I would be an otter?
An otter.
Otter.
Maybe?
Because you... build dams.
Massive front teeth.
Otters are...
That's a beaver.
Oh, shit, it is.
And they're not in the group.
I'm sure there's a beaver somewhere. I know that's the inside.
No, they're not. Beavers are banned.
So otters are lean...
Mean sexting machines.
The hottest of the tribe. With the quickest wit. No, otters are lean, hairy men. Not that I'm not like super hairy, but I've got a few hairs on the chest.
You've got stubble.
So that's what an otter is, I think. I think that's all that defines them.
Okay.
So what else hangs around with the otters?
What else hangs around with the otters? Well, don't the tribes tend to like stick together? So you got bears.
You tell us. You're supposed to be educating us.
Oh, God, this is going to be... We're going to get so many tweets and letters. I can just already feel it.
Oh, well, that's nothing new.
There's bears and they all tend to like... hang
yes,
out together.
We have a friend who's a bear.
We do.
And he kind of, a lot of his friends are also bears. Is that a thing that not, because it isn't just that one tribe is attracted to other members of their tribe, but they, that they kind of hang out with their tribe as well.
It's survival, right? Jamie. It's basic human survival.
I love how we're talking about this. Like, it's the only way that gay guys categorize themselves. Okay, so... there's another thing within the bear community. Like, what's a young bear called?
Oh, a cub.
Cub.
Yeah.
Well, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Logical.
Yeah, they're just younger bears.
Are they smaller in size or?
They're... No. They are. I think they're a bit more compact.
Yeah. Yeah.
But still a bit chunky.
Right.
But, right.
Are they fluffier?
More downier, yeah. Lots of downier fur.
Okay. And a bear is older and bigger?
I think so.
Right.
I think you have to be, what? Over 30 to be a bear?
I would still think that was a cub.
Yeah, do you know anything of what you speak?
Well, this is why I'm like a bit not sure. Anyway, right.
You so, called this meeting.
What, I've heard a new one recently, and I want you to guess. What's a twonk?
A pardon?
A twonk.
A twink.
A twonk.
Twonk.
A twonk.
I think it's part hunk.
Yes.
Part twerp. So it's a really
a little nitwit. Half hunk, half tit.
I think it's a really stupid hunk.
No, it's a twink in a hunk. So it's like a twinky guy, which is like normally like skinny, hairless, completely
entirely hairless.
Entirely hairless. No, they've got hair on their head.
Okay.
But no eyebrows.
But muscly. So it's a twink and a hunk.
So that's when a twink and a hunk have had sex and made a baby.
No, it didn't come out as a little muscly baby.
So a young-looking muscle man.
I guess so, yeah.
Right.
What an unusual combination.
Like, I think Zac Efron's a twunk.
Oh, right. Okay. So,
or he's full-on jock now. I think Zac Efron's like a full-on jock.
There's so many.
So what? How's a jock different?
Just a bit older. No, 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 I can't be older.
So just, a maybe jock look... is a bare-aged twunk.
Yes.
Wow.
How do you
and
get any word done?
A twunk is a cub-aged muscle twink.
For God's sake.
Oh, God, it's a minefield.
It is, isn't it?
How do you find any time to snog and stuff?
But we're just trying to figure out what each other
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
So are you attracted to otters then?
Jimmy, I welcome all sorts.
You're a very broad church.
Okay.
I'm a very broad church. I wouldn't say I have a type.
You do. You know what your type is.
I know. I hate when you say this. I know
twink.
What you say.
Well, I was going to say European twunks.
Oh, I wouldn't say no to a European twunk. Do you know what I mean?
Southern European, specifically.
Southern European twunks.
We're talking Spanish, Italian.
Bilingual. No, actually, no, not even bilingual. You don't mind, do you?
I think he prefers them if they don't speak any English, yeah. Actually.
It's not true.
And what about the category? There are like older guys, aren't there?
Daddies.
Daddies.
Yeah, which people keep telling me I'm swiftly drifting into.
What?
Because I'm getting like grey hairs on
really?
The side.
Really?
The salt and pepper makes you a daddy. You're a daddy otter.
I'm a daddy otter. Oh my God. I don't want to be a daddy.
No, I don't think you're a daddy. Don't daddies have a harem?
I don't know about that, but like daddies are often associated with paying for their younger boyfriends.
Right. Oh, not you then.
Not me. You can pay half.
Yeah, what's that called? A very tight daddy.
So just so we can understand them a little bit better, like who would characters in the books be if they were gay?
Oh.
Because I would imagine that Grigor Kalansky he'd be a bear, right? Because he's quite big and hairy and grizzly.
Peter Russell would be a twunk. Maybe he's a bit too old to be a twunk.
A jock.
A jock, yeah.
Okay.
Because isn't he supposed to be quite muscly? And
yeah, I think he is. Quite ripped.
Jim Sterling would be a chub.
One.
Jim Sterling would be a mutant.
Chub is bigger guys, basically.
Okay, but not bear. So bigger but not hairy?
Maybe.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
And then would we say that Sam, the youngish manager...
He's a twink, surely.
Do you think... I think he might be a trunk?
A trunk.
Who, sorry?
Sam. Because I imagine that Butch the Sunburn, he'd be a twink, I think.
Yes, because...
Skinny...
Tanned blonde.
Yes.
Very
quite young.
Nubile. I hate that.
So
word.
Maybe Sam would be a trink. What was it?
A trink.
What is wrong with you?
What was it?
A trump.
Oh my God, that's what Jim Sterling is. Jim Sterling's a trump. A twunk. Sorry.
Hang on, I'm just going to see if there's any more.
We've lost James to a page called Gay Men, : Are you a wolf? What's a wolf?
A wolf is lean and muscular, semi-hairy. Oh!
Maybe you're a wolf.
No, I'm not muscular.
You are?
I'm doughy at best. Do they have doughy on here?
What does it say underbaked? What's a pup? What's that?
Slender, no hair, young. Think Joe Jonas. Energetic, cute and naive. I didn't know they had character traits.
Well, that's very confusing. What if you've got the body of a bear but the mind of a twunk? Okay, so I'm glad we've got the language locked down.
Mm-hmm. You can now go to a gay bar and just order what you like.
Okay.
Without a picture menu.
Anything else? Any other, you know, burning questions you've always wanted to ask?
Yeah, so like with... When you're having anal sex.
Yes, Jamie. Interesting. This is what you've always wanted to ask.
It could be for both of you, really. I don't know what you're into. But there's the whole, like, douching thing, right?
Douching.
Yeah, which is important.
Cleaning out. It's like cleaning the flat before you have visitors.
Right.
So if you're a bottom, per se, not saying you are or not, James, we don't know.
We talked about it before.
Not going to tell you. But
he'll never tell us.
Never tell you.
To his grave.
He just asks one of the many, 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 many he's dated.
But, yeah. A device that, like, shoots a bit of water up there, clears you out, gets you nice and sparkling clean, and gets you on your way. because otherwise there could be...
debris.
For want of a better word, Alice, yes.
Hazardous material. Okay, good.
Do you tend to douche with the other person there?
Yeah, or do you prepare it before ahead of time?
I imagine...
Kind of like a lasagna.
Yeah, you wouldn't start a lasagna from scratch when they arrive.
Madness.
But you wouldn't do it together.
Well, I mean, like, if you were in the shower with the other person, is it like, oh, we'll, like, do this now?
I think it would take the sexiness out of it.
It's not sexy.
No. It's more functional.
So, sorry, do you mean you're having a little clean out so that if John's been up there, there's no trace of him so that Paul's not getting a shock?
No. What do you mean? It's been stuck up there for ages.
I don't know how often you're having guests for lasagna.
No. Like, you know.
Yeah. Oh, other matter. Okay, fine. Sorry. I'm being really slow. Okay, yeah. No, got it. Yeah, because sometimes I think people don't know, mainly straight boys. But obviously, when a straight couple have vaginal sex, the stuff, like, yeah, doesn't just get, like, reabsorbed into your body.
What comes in must come out.
Well, precisely.
Where does it go?
What do you mean, where does it go? Like, your body's not like, oh, great, this is going to make us strong, and then just, like, absorbs it into your blood.
Fertiliser.
Yeah, it doesn't make your hair
grow. What? You have to get it out.
What are you talking about? Of course you do.
And so would you, presumably.
Well, safe sex. Safe sex is important.
Okay.
Put a condom on, everyone. Oh, my God, did I just give, like, safe sex advice? That is unbelievable.
What is?
But how'd you get it out? Did you get, like, a spoon?
Oh, God. It just sort of, like, comes out, but...
It just comes out.
It comes in.
It just falls out.
What do you think it is? What do you mean falls out? Yeah, it does just... Trickle out, yeah.
That blows my mind. Or you thought, like, it went in somewhere.
You can kind of get it out, like, using your muscles.
Like wringing out a J-cloth. Fucking hell.
You can obviously help it on its way.
I thought it just went in somewhere, like it went further in and then just kind of...
into a pouch that you then disposed of.
And then just like absorbed it like a cream, like absorbed into the bottle.
James, this is supposed to be us learning about gay sex, not the other way around yet again.
Sorry.
But you're welcome for that info.
So the douche thing, is that like an implement
that you
can buy from Costco? Like what?
Costco? Is that where you get all of your sexual implements from?
Is it like an implement or is it just like a shower head? Like what's the deal?
When have you ever been to a Costco in your whole life?
And why are you buying in bulk? Why are you buying 25 of them?
I'm just trying to make us sound more international because it's like Americans shop at Costco and shit.
I think you get them from pharmacies and things
like that. Oh, so it is a real thing that you have to kind of get?
Yeah, I think it's like a
nozzle.
There's a nozzle on the end and it's like a...
Like a giant pipette.
Essentially, yeah.
Right.
And you just squirt it up there.
Flush yourself out.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're doing that. Good.
Just to say at this point, by the way, I'm by no means the expert. And
that much is becoming clear to us.
Just do not see this as like a comprehensive overview.
So that's gay culture.
Yeah.
I don't feel like the expert at all, but fuck it.
We'll just call you Harvey Milk from now on.
Have you guys heard of gold star gays?
Ooh, this rings a bell.
You're a gold star gay if you've never been with a woman. Never had vaginal sex.
Gold star
I don't like the gay hand. You just like a weird little jazz hand.
It's so ridiculous a name.
Have you heard platinum star gay?
What's that?
No.
Cesarean section gay. So you've never actually been near a vagina.
That's brilliant.
Came out the sunroof.
So that's when you're pure as driven snow.
Exactly.
Platinum star gay.
What can you get beyond that? I think maybe platinum's the top.
Yeah.
I was about to say test tube, but completely misunderstanding that a test tube baby isn't grown in the test tube.
Or maybe Jesus.
Yeah, divine conception, probably. Yeah. So you're gold star.
I'm gold star gay.
Well, you had that girlfriend, though.
Who?
Who was that girlfriend at school? You got married to her, didn't you?
What? I've never heard of this.
Didn't you have a girlfriend that got married to at primary school?
What on earth are you talking about?
Primary school. We all got married at primary school. Hello, Elspeth, if you're listening.
You got married to Elspeth?
I did, yeah.
Do you know where she is now?
She was in Belgium.
She sounds like she originally lived in Belgium.
She fled the country.
Was it a happy marriage? Or?
It was lovely. It lasted a summer.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, yeah. For primary school, that's forever.
I know, right?
It's like Ruby anniversary. There's one more thing I wanted to ask you about that I can't quite unsee. Do you remember that night in the pub with a former Footnotes guest?
Yes, I remember
this rather drunken dinner, yeah.
And we looked at that. Well, it was a gif.
Oh, yes. Really? We're going to talk about this?
Of a rosebud blooming.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
I don't mean the flower.
This is very, 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 very niche.
Yeah.
I'd say there's a very small target market for this. And it's not a gay thing. You straights do it too. But rosebud, yeah. So that's where the anus prolapses.
Right.
And then you lick it.
honestly is really...
You told me people kiss it.
We Googled pictures, didn't we? I don't know if I want to Google Rosebud.
Can we not? We lived it once. And honestly, I'm surprised we weren't ejected from that pub.
Wait, so remind me, who enjoys that? The Rosebud-y or the Rosebud-er?
I imagine it's a very like specific fetish, but you've both got to be on board with it, right? I mean, as the Rosebud-y.
Yes.
Or which one's the one who's putting it out?
I don't know.
The Bud-er or the Bud-y?
I think the Bud-y... has the rosebud, and the badur
is the rosebud.
Yeah, or kisses the rosebud.
Okay. But Alice is trying to find some semblance of romance in this whole...
Like a kiss from a rosebud.
Oh, it's honestly not my thing.
Yeah.
No judgment, but you know...
Of course not.
I just... It's not... Do not try it at home. It is not safe.
Well, that's the thing that really kind of jumped out about it, was that it just... literally. Was that it just didn't seem at all safe. Like, how do you recover from such a thing?
How do you get it back in?
Yeah.
But surely you're kissing the rosebud after it's happened anyway. You're not deliberately prolapsing the situation just to kiss it.
I think some people do.
Don't you just call somebody up and be like, it's prolapse, get over here.
Get your kissing lips on.
No matter what mood you're in. Is that ovulating? I'm prolapsing now. Get back home.
Is it like an eclipse? Is there a very small window?
And then I think after time, some people can control it, so can decide when they want to push it all out.
Wow. I mean, okay.
Oh my God,
anyway.
I've gone a bit lightheaded.
Yeah.
I just want to clarify, though, that this isn't mainstream gay culture we're talking about here.
This isn't entry level,
were. This is advanced.
Okay.
It's a kink. It's a niche.
Right.
Okay. And if you would like to learn more, just visit the Google website.
On a non-work computer.
Well, I think we've learnt quite a lot there, James. Thank you. Do you feel more enlightened, Alice?
I've made notes. I'll be referring to them. Thank you so much for opening up my world.
You're welcome. You can go down the street now like otter, twink, twunk.
Rosebud.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.